travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Flying you to over 200 destinations is our business. What you do there is yours.
So January is the month when thoughts turn to holidays for the year ahead. So what will the travel trends be for 2023? Paul O'Connella, travel editor with the Irish Independent, is here to talk about everything from new air routes to set jetters and mullet travel. My God. Paul, good morning and happy new year to you.
And happy new year to you.
First thing, prices are going to rise.
I can't see a way around this. Unless you have the superpower in travel, which is to be flexible and not to travel in school holidays, I can't see prices doing anything but going up. And there's a couple of fundamental reasons for that. Ryanair has constantly been saying its prices are going up. There's the fuel is a factor, but also the what they call the input costs of labour and staff. And in holidays, that goes from everything from transfers to hotels to to staff. And the best guess I can get on it at the moment is that what you would have paid last July or August for a peak season sun holiday, you'll be paying between 10 and 20% more this year.
Okay. But people are still booking in great numbers.
Absolutely. I did several calls around before I've come on with you, and all the travel agents are all reporting healthy inquiries and people being quicker to book than they would normally be.
Are there offers though? Are there deals?
Oh, there are. It's in their interests to get people booking early, so it's also in their interest to say that people are booking early, but they throw a lot of incentives out there for you to do that. If you go and look at the sales, there's not just airline sales at the moment, but the tour operators and travel agents will have things like low deposits. Click and Go has a €1 deposit where you can secure your holiday with a euro and then you pay the balance at another day. TUI's and is €50 per person. Cassidy Travel, €50 per person.
Very affordable.
So, yes, because the problem, and I know this well, that you're in at this time of the year is you're not looking at your next paycheck to what the end of the month, and you've just spent how much on Christmas? So it's a bit of a doldrummy kind of a month. But so this is why they want to get you to secure the booking and then pay in installments. I guess if you do that now, you are left then with another 6 months that you can spread out the payment a little bit longer to anticipate it as well.
It's all very well paying for your holidays, booking it and so on, and then you get to the airport and there's a queue and you miss your flight.
Yeah.
I mean, what about travel chaos 2023?
Well, I'm not going to say that it'll be, I'm not going to tempt fate on this, but the feeling seems to be amongst travel agents, tour operators, that Dublin has gotten its act together on this. Christmas went over relatively well. In fact, the Christmas we saw the busiest day of 2022 in Dublin Airport.
Was that Christmas? Not midsummer?
Yeah. And Dublin Airport, as you can imagine, was really sensitive to this and working it hard over the period. It got everybody through on that day in under 30 minutes through security. So they have done their hires and there is confidence out there that they've gotten over that. But I just, you know, you still need to have your travel insurance in place. You still need to think about booking midweek rather than on peak Saturdays, because as we saw with the weather, as we saw with the computer errors that Aer Lingus had, and as we saw with the air traffic control strikes, that really disruption is business as usual for travel. So you have to sort of expect that, a little bit of it.
Set jetters, what are those?
Let me apologise or celebrate the fact that in travel we're always trying to come up with these terms. You've heard of bleisure and all that over the years, but set jetters is a term for people who are travelling based on the TV shows and the movies that they've watched. So think about over the pandemic, the series that you binged. I mean, we still do it now, even though it's not the pandemic. And it's a huge influencer on the way people travel. I mean, Expedia did a survey for its travel trends of 2023, and it reckons 2/3 of travellers around the world have considered trips after seeing them on movies and shows. So if you think about Ireland, have a look at how Tourism Ireland pushed Disney's Disenchanted, which was filmed in Wicklow, and the Banshees of Inisherin, Achill Island, and so on. But internationally, there's huge interest in Sicily after the second series of White Lotus. I don't know if you watched that.
I watched a bit of it, yeah.
Great. Not a family show.
No.
So I don't know if it'll be inspired barring many family holidays. But also, think about the, also came out over Christmas, Glass Onion, the latest Knives Out mystery. That was actually filmed in a luxury resort, Aman's Amanzo in Portelli in Greece. So just all of these add up. They spark the yeah. imagination.
I mean, the set was lovely, but the movie itself, a ham fest.
Whatever you want. Yeah, well, you don't want a holiday like what happened in White Lotus anyways.
What is mullet travel?
So here's another one of these terms. It's basically, and I'm picking it up from a writer in the Wall Street Journal called Jacob Passy, who wrote, "The future of business travel could resemble a mullet, business in the front, party in the back."
Oh.
And what he's talking about here is that people who are returning to business travel are blending it with leisure trips a little bit more. Now, you heard about that other word I mentioned, pleasure, before the pandemic, but this is different because what's thrown on here is it's not just people tacking on a day or two of leisure at the end of a business trip. It's the whole remote working and the hybrid working thing. So if people are, you can imagine if people are back to the office 2 days or 3 days a week, or if they can work remotely at all, they're much freer to travel, and companies and countries have been responding to this. So Airbnb is seeing a rise in longer stays as an example. Thailand and Croatia are just two countries that have stretched out their holiday visa periods, and they have what's called digital nomad enticements. Basically allows you to work from those places, particularly in the off season, for longer than you would have been beforehand. So I think you're going to see a lot of changes there.
Now, the next time we're in, we'll deal with the new flights for 23 and ferries, but I want to talk about cabins.
Yeah.
They keep on a coming.
They do. People love these, and there's nothing that lights up Instagram, especially at this time of the year, like a picture of a cozy cabin with a fire glowing inside it. And since, and even before, I'm thinking Central Parks arrived in 2019, cabins were sort of becoming a feature of glamping and camping sites. Then you had Cabo by the Lakes, which brought a real high-end setup to cabin.
There. I loved it. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's like something in an interiors magazine spread. They've done a really good, like old school stoves, good quality cookware, the throws, the freestanding baths in the room, the open fires, all of that. So you're going to see more and more of that coming. There's a new resort opening in West Cork later this year called Native, which is going to take a pared back, sustainable architectural approach to cabins in a rewilded woodland. The Hudson Bay Hotel has acquired a new piece of land called U Point just beside the hotel, and they're going to add
that'll be on the water,
cabins,
which would be great.
Yeah, right beside it, there on a nature reserve setting. And get this, is an interesting one. In Cork City, if you know the Montanati Hotel, it's set on a height overlooking the city, but they're adding around two dozen treehouse style, what they're calling them, octagon nests, a woodland style resort in the sloping gardens that are in between the hotel as you slope down to the train station and the river. So that'll be real kind of high-end Scandi style.
But not for high season. They won't be ready until the autumn.
They'll be ready in autumn. Yeah, absolutely. But keep your eye on that. If you're into that, hotel is on a journey. It wants to become a five star, and it's getting there. They'll be pricey, but they'll bring a whole urban aesthetic towards it. Like you'll be going for your cocktail up in the bar and then you'll go back to your cabin rather than kind of, you know, getting the wood fire going and going for a country hike.
All right. Well, there's loads of things we'll talk about next time. Ferries, new routes by air, and also travelling solo, which is a big thing. But Paulo Cunila, travel editor with the Irish Independent, thank you very much for joining us.
Travel on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Flying you to over 200 destinations is our business. What you do there is yours.